An Iranian-born man who lives in Melrose and has a green card is celebrating the safe arrival of his mother in Boston last night. The arrival came a week after the Iranian woman had been denied entry into the U.S. because of President Trump's travel ban. WBUR's Cassandra Sunt was at Logan Airport last night for the reunion.
Babak Mogadam was reunited with his mother, Maheen, at Logan last night, after nearly a week of uncertainty following President Trump's executive order banning travel from 7 Muslim-majority countries. Babak says this last week has taken a toll on him and his family.
I grew up when Iran was in war with Iraq, so I experienced like when our town was like bombing and all those things, but this last week was the most stressful time in my life, and pretty much everyone in my family.
Maheen wanted to come to Boston for Babak's wedding in a few weeks. But when Babak heard about the executive order last weekend, he told his mom to get on the first plane she could. But the order was signed while she was in the air.
So she went to Abu Dhabi. U.S. has a border over there, and they turned her away. She was in the airport for 17 hours, and then she went back home.
The couple was initially resigned to having the wedding without the groom's mother or father. But when Babak heard about a federal judge's stay on the executive order, they asked Maheen to buy another ticket and try again. Last night, she was able to walk through the doors at Customs and Border Protection at Logan Airport after traveling for nearly 24 hours.
6 hours to Munich, 6 hours transit, 6 hours layovers, and 9 hours to Boston.
Maheen hugged her son and future daughter-in-law. She said she is relieved but shocked by how difficult the ordeal was.
She said, "I can't believe I'm here." She said, "I'm shocked, but at the same time, I'm very happy that I'm here. But I can't really believe." Yeah, she said, "But with all these things that happened, and I can't believe I'm here."
Reunited with her son, Maheen is thankful to the judge who stayed the travel ban. If she could speak to President Trump,
she would say, "We are human and you are human. Why you are doing this to us? Life is short. We just have to be kind to each other."
Matt Siegel is the legal director for the ACLU of Massachusetts. He was at Logan Airport alongside Babak Mogadam.
Are we going to be people who have empathy with other people who are just like us or not? And the thing is, the more proximate you get to people, the closer you get to people like Babak and his mother, the more that you see they're just like everybody else.
Babak and his fiancée were originally planning to honeymoon in Europe. But given the uncertainty for Iranian citizens, they've put that plan on hold. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cassandra Sunt.